Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Cool.
Welcome to the celebration of the Weekly Lore Podcast. My name is Father Peter O'Donohue. The Weekly Lore Podcast ministry is made possible through the generous contributions of our mass sponsors who leave positive reviews on iTunes, and in a special way, our Patreon donors.
And also with you.
The lore, however, is offered for all of those in the weekly iTunes community, especially those looking for a deeper awareness of lore in their games. This day, I'm joined by Bishops Miller and Palmer.
I'm a bishop.
Yeah, I was excited. I thought I was going to be an altar boy. Hi.
I'm in my hands on your thigh.
I'm Bishop Ethan.
I'm Bishop Miller. I almost said Bishop James, but I guess you go by the last name.
Just remember, all lore comes from the Lord.
It does.
Amen.
Lord.
Lord.
The latter of which just finished his pilgrimage to Central America, where I hope you made some very large spiders into Christians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Nice.
They're good people. To all our
good
listeners.
Eight-legged people.
Our thanks to all our listeners for the gift of this podcast. We unite ourselves in lore with the sign that makes us one, in the name of the writer and the fans and the holy wiki. Amen.
Dab.
Brother.
Indie Games be
brother.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
My friends, as we continue our journey through the season of Lent, which it actually is, which is why I'm doing this episode.
We know that it's Lent.
It's currently here. Lent.
I went to a church in Nicaragua for Ash Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
Whoa, I did. Ash Wednesday? Mm-hmm. There was two volcanoes.
Gotta catch them all, my dude.
Oh, my gosh.
The bishop spins his hat around backwards. Looks exactly the fucking same. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I choose you.
Throws a lime at you.
A wild Lucifer appears.
Yeah. I almost went to Mass today as research for this episode.
Where's Mass today?
St. Monica's on Cavendish. Okay. Or close to Cavendish in Montreal. Okay. However, I had to go pick up my new baby axolotl. And
priorities,
that
man.
That took precedent.
Priorities.
Exactly.
Although, you bought that axolotl to help him heal. Jesus healed lepers.
I specifically bought the most crippled one in the tank.
Yeah. That axolotl is like missing a gill and an arm. It's basically a leper.
He's missing an arm and two gills.
Is Peter Chazes?
I am.
Chaz.
What? What? Did I say that wrong? Did I mispronounce
it? You said it like it's a part of a car, like a chassis.
A chassis.
So during this season of Lent.
Jassy Christ.
Jassy Christ.
The sturdiest part of the car.
Let us acknowledge our need for tight as fuck Metroidvanias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I love those.
I've spent 2 days playing Hollow Knight.
Yeah.
As soon as I got back, that's all I've done since I got back.
Nice. I started Ori last week, too.
Oh, Ori and the Blind Forest is so fucking good, dude.
I almost cried. It starts off so sad.
It's sad as shit. Yeah. That game's absolutely incredible.
Oh, it's very good. It's on the Game Pass. Okay, everyone who hasn't got the Microsoft Xbox Game Pass and
for
has
PC
a computer,
specifically. Yeah.
You're a dingus. Just go get it. It's $2.
I'll go do it.
Two Canadian.
Shut up. Stop calling me a dingus.
Two Canadian dollars.
That's one real dollar.
Yeah.
There's so many good games. Outer Worlds, Sea of Thieves, a bunch of Fable 1, 2, and 3. There's so many games. I have more than I could ever want to play, and I only have to pay $2 for it.
I just bought Ken Follett's Pillars of the Earth.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
For $8.
Yeah.
It's
$40 normally, and it was on sale 96% off. I was in the airport. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll buy it from here. I was in the hostel actually my last night in Nicaragua, and I was like,
you're in hospital?
What happened?
Hostel.
Oh,
I also heard
sorry,
hospital.
Sorry, yeah, maybe I'm.
Jesus,
pretty sure you said hospital.
Oh, I can't say.
Well, I was on vacation, so we don't talk too much on vacation.
That's right.
Oh, yeah,
not used to it.
I just said Jesus is but I guess I can't do that this episode, right?
Jesus.
Jassy.
Jassy. So anyway, Blasphemous.
Uh-huh.
It's a game that we've mentioned.
Blaspheming is something we've already done this episode.
Oh, yeah. And shall continue doing.
Yep.
We are sinners, us all.
I have a copy of it on me, actually. I have my Switch with me, and it's a very good game.
Jamie started it and then got me... He wet my whistle for Blasphemous, and then I grabbed it on Steam because it went on sale shortly thereafter, and I beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to do not just Blasphemous, but also a little bit of Catholicism, specifically in Spain.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted, like, if there are any, like, Catholics or religious folks out there, I'm sorry if I misstep here, because I am honestly very... religious illiterate. I don't know how
this
to
is
say
kind
it,
of funny.
Reliterate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
yeah.
the first time, I think, like, it's a little bit of a raunchy cast every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan's back, so it might be doubly raunchy to make up for the lack of raunch in mm-hmm. the past couple.
Smells raunchy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't wash.
This would be the
I refuse to use their shower.
First time I ever issued anybody a content warning for the Lore Boys. I am completely agnostic. Yeah. Only because I don't know what's going to happen when I die. I don't believe in anything. If we say something horrible, I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Anything we say, we're saying in good spirit.
We're not trying to pick on Catholics. No. They're just the subject of this game or whatever. Yeah. If it was a game about Hinduism or Zoroastrianism or whatever, I'm sure we'd be making just as much fun of it.
Yes, of course. Because it's what we do, naturally.
Lorfarians or whatever. People...
Yeah, Lorstafarians.
I'm a Lorstafarian. Okay.
It's a belief in... dumb make-believe shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's a good
example. So very different from religion, I guess.
And way different from video games. So Blasphemous was sent to us during a time where all we could compare anything to with Corpse Runs to Dark Souls, despite Corpse Runs existing for years in little-known games like World of Warcraft, which we promise we... have never and will never cover on this podcast.
Yeah. No, heavens, no. That
oh
game?
My gosh. Yeah, to update the listeners, there's a merger going on right now, dude. My plate is full. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I need a break from the World of Warcraft.
Oh my god.
Dude, I cannot wait to just go to fucking work.
Dude,
yeah. Just to get away from it all.
Do WoW guild officers get to take vacations? How many vacation days do you get a year?
I missed my first raid this week.
Oh
actually.
Yeah.
Is that a vacation technically?
I was not happy with the merger and I took some time off.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was staying.
Things are heating up in DVD.
Yeah.
It's DVD, right?
DVD, mm-hmm. Death Before Dishonor. I stood in solidarity with another guy who left on it and who I really appreciate. And
yeah.
These are
Neil.
Real relationships, though. I would go visit like so many of these people and like stay at their house and feel completely comfortable.
Would you hold their hand in public?
I would.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
I'd kiss them on
it's
the
people
mouth.
You spend like ask them to show me their feet.
Yeah.
You just like get to their house, you take off your shoes, you take off your socks like right away.
Yeah. Just throw your socks in the trash.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need them.
It's like the weirdest dynamic though, because you spend like hours and hours and hours talking to them and you usually don't even see them. So eventually when they add
just
you on
feet,
Facebook
right?
or whatever, like it's like a podcast. You guys, a lot of you probably don't know what we look like, but I'm the fat one.
Look at each It's Otter Twink, Otter Twink and the Bear. We've already
Otter
we've
Twink,
already
Otter
said.
Twink and the Bear would be our definitely our.
It's our radio DJ name, our disc jockey name.
That's right.
Jesus Christ, Jamie, this isn't a World of Warcraft episode. We're talking about Jazz's Christ.
You can't say it once and expect me to let that go by. Right?
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, as you probably expect, we'll be covering the 2D action game Blasphemous. It's Holy Miracle and also huge helpings of Lore Boys canon as I make tenuous links between Blasphemous' lore and real-world Catholic canon.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making some of my own connections here. I did a lot of research. This one took a long time, but was probably some of my most fun research to do because I had the Blasphemous wiki and then actual... internet tabs open, looking up names and places and naming conventions and all that shit, just to find like where things could be connected.
Did you guys know there's a sect of Christianity called Catholic? I think it's like you're addicted to Cath.
Yeah. Well, when you click the little pronounce this thing, the little pronounce word thing on Wikipedia, it just goes Catholic.
I'm a Catholic. My wife's named Catherine.
Yeah. I'm not Catholic, but I am a Cathyholic.
That is Bob, pass the potato salad.
Yeah, I was gonna say that is the most suburban thing I have ever heard. that is an above ground pool joke. Like, not even a good one.
Yeah. Well, there's no real depth to it. Right?
No, exactly.
Well, with so I'm glad you're covering this lore, because I'm about, my game tells me I'm like 40-something percent of the way through it, and I don't really know what's going on, other than that I'm a penitent one and I kill stuff.
You're a penitent one.
Penitent.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Pension.
I'm a pensioner. All I know is I'm a pensioner and
elderly warrior.
I'm mad about everything these days.
Unholy pension.
Yeah, I got a pointy hat. I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
Well, once you unlock the ability to post minion memes on Facebook,
then the game really pops up.
Then you can get the true ending. Yeah. So, first of all, I did want to acknowledge the fact that on previous episodes, I did say that Blasphemous was a Souls-like. And I know I just mentioned it before our little suburban tangent here.
Yeah.
It is not a Souls-like.
You also said Corpse Run.
Yeah, Corpse Runs are just like...
In Dark Souls, recovering your souls?
Yeah, but a Corpse Run, I don't know where the term comes from. A Corpse Run just means when you play a game and you die, you have to go back to where you died to get something back.
Okay.
World of Warcraft does it. Yeah. The Souls games
do
it.
You have to get everything back.
The Surge, Neo, like a lot of those games have Corpse Runs.
Hollow Knight.
Yeah, Hollow Knight has a Corpse Run. We actually have to kill it.
This one, you in Blasphemous, you don't actually lose your currency, though. You lose... the maximum on your mana bar goes down until you find your body.
Your mana goes down, and your mana generation goes down.
Oh, is that right?
It's called Fervor in this game.
Right.
Yeah. You generate Fervor as you attack, so it promotes aggression, kind of like Bloodborne does. But in...
Or in Hollow Knight.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Soul. Exactly. Yeah. But in Blasphemous, when you die, if you have a guilt fragment somewhere out in the world, your Fervor generation is... greatly reduced.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also your maximum is also reduced a little bit more every single time you die.
I almost never use the spells. Maybe I'm a shitter player, but like I like running up to people and like parrying and then getting these big hits off. I don't really care much for the spells.
The prayer that makes you attack faster is fucking is busted.
I haven't found that one.
So fucking good. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. I have the one where you like pray and then like a beam of light comes down and it like shoots from your feet and it kind of just borders the walls and floor around you.
Yeah. So it's a 2D action game, so everything is obviously flat. So that's kind of like the 2D equivalent of an AoE prayer where you slam your sword into the ground and like blue fire shoots out of it and will follow the line of where the terrain currently is and pretty much one shot anything it touches.
No, it ticks. It goes tuck, 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 tuck. And if so, you're encouraged to get the enemy on the corner of the screen because it'll get two extra ticks because it'll stop on the corner
and
of the screen.
Larger enemies will take damage
more
through the entire time it is within their hitbox.
Because
they have
a bigger hitbox. Yeah,
exactly.
As the video gamers say.
Yeah.
The other thing that it completely honestly disqualifies it from being a Souls-like, there is no stamina bar. You can attack forever and your dodge is on a cooldown.
Like Hollow Knight.
Exactly.
The one thing that I like from Hollow Knight that they didn't do well in this game is a down slash ability. Like in Hollow Knight, you can pretty much pogo off of enemies and do these crazy combos. In this game, I feel like it's very side to side and up your attack, but like going
there
down.
Is a ground pound.
It sucks.
It does a lot of damage, but it's tricky to execute because you go straight down in a straight line and lose complete control of your character.
And you like charge up in the air too. It's like and then you go down.
Yeah,
and
you have to time it.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm playing Zero Suit Samus in Super Smash Brothers and I down A and I go right off the screen and just go into the smash zone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I've done that with Captain Falcon.
Thankfully the penitent one also has the option to suicide in Smash Bros. When he gets added.
Yeah. I mean, you say that. Well, no, probably not. Just the gory nature of this game.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Very
You mentioned guilt shards is what your like soul...
The guilt fragment.
Guilt fragment?
Yeah.
And it's just like a thing that's left on the ground. Where
you just go pick it up. It's like a... I like though that it's like your crystallized guilt from failing. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah. You failed the Lord kind
of
thing.
You can pray to like these statues too to get rid of your guilt, and then you don't have to find all the million places you died.
I actually had to do that during the second to last boss because she is bugged as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
My guilt fragment, now for the record,
it's in the top right of the screen.
The guilt fragment is always locked to the ground, or is supposed to be, meaning there is no lower part of that image. During the second to last boss, there was a bug that got me about three or four times where my guilt fragment was locked to the extreme top right of the screen.
Okay.
At which point the top of it was completely cut off and off screen, and the bottom is just like unmapped texture because it's not supposed to not be on the ground.
Yeah, okay.
It's a small team that made this, right? It's team 17 or something.
Well,
like that?
This is where we're at now, actually. Okay. Good improv segue, Jamie.
Let's jump into it.
Up high. Blasphemous was created by a Spanish studio, The Game Kitchen, and is...
Game Kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Team 17.
It's whenever I launch it on Switch, it might be the Switch port, but it says Team 17 or Team Number.
Team 17 is the publisher.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
Most of its absolutely astounding artwork was influenced, by religious artwork, specifically from Seville in Spain.
Nice.
Due to the references to our real-world religions, this episode will weave in and out of both fake and real history. Nice. Because we will reference real people... Earth mythology as well as mythology in Blasphemous.
I like those because that way when I'm doing my real life stuff, I can kind of just tie it to video games and get an escape. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So in the land of Custodia, which is written CV Stodia.
Okay. Very Roman.
No fucking idea why.
Roman
exactly.
Catholics.
Yeah, well, I guess so. That's
they didn't have a U.
Oh, it was a V.
It was a V.
Oh,
which also
well, it
meant
looked
five
because like it was chiseled into things.
Yes,
you couldn't.
It's
you couldn't
also
really,
five.
You couldn't really do curved letters because
with a chisel
they were chiseled into things. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, so that's Custodia. Mm-hmm. That is.
I mean, they could. They're lazy.
You need to make them really big.
Yeah. Rome's not built in a day, but it might as well have been with the shortcuts they took.
So Custodia is a deeply religious place, comparable to early Europe, and there was a young man so wrought with guilt that one day he went out and sat on a log and prayed to the High Wills, those being Feral, Brimley, and Ampersand Grace.
Okay.
And Ampersand Grace.
And Grace.
And Grace. Okay. Exactly. The High Wills. During his prayer, the log he sat on began to twist and grow around his body, absorbing parts of it. Despite the insane amount of pain that he was in, he never complained, so the story goes.
Like a penitent person.
Wait, who's this? Sorry, I got lost in
this
the
This is just a young man from Custodia.
Okay, and he's sitting on a tree stump, and he's getting all growed into.
He's guilty, and he sits on a log and prays to Will and Grace.
Is he guilty, or does he feel guilty?
Will and Grace? Is that a show?
Guess no one told you life was gonna be this way.
That's Friends.
The theme song from Will and Grace.
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite party trick to do, is you sing that and see who claps.
It was me.
There's always some white person that claps.
Yeah.
Damn it.
At any party, there's always somebody that just has to clap.
Nice.
But yeah, he sat down. He was wrought with
guilt. It's Pavlovian. Like, it's a dog salivating over a bell. Like, it's just...
So he was just rotten with guilt. He goes out into the woods outside of Custodia, and he sits down on a log, prays to the High Wills.
And a tree grows into him.
It starts to. It starts to absorb his body, and despite the huge amount of pain, like I said, he never complained. This would become known as the miracle, or the grievous miracle, or whatever. It's...
Jesus.
It's not their version of the Big Bang. It's not the creation of the universe, because clearly Custodia existed prior to this. But... the miracle itself is the ultimate event in the history of Custodia.
So proof of God's intention.
Yeah,
exactly.
So masochistic, though. Like, it's just like this person getting all grown into, taking the utmost pain, but like staying stoic the whole time.
That's what penitence is, though. Penitence is like punishing yourself to like prove your faith in God. People will do it, especially when they feel guilty or something, and like flagellate themselves to prove, like, this is my devotion to God. I know I sinned or I slipped up, but I'm willing to make up for it through pain.
Penitence will come back. Just hold that thought for a minute, because there's a few references to it directly. You see their closed fist.
I grabbed it out of the hand. Yeah. The
audio medium. I had to point it out.
Ethan, stop whipping your back with that thought.
It feels so good.
So eventually this unknown man died. And the log grew around him, sharply at first, but slowing over time. It became known as the Knot of the Three Words. And the man believed to be inside was now called the Twisted One, or the Twisted Father.
Okay.
Because originally, as the log grew up, you see it around the game. He's not crucified, because it's a straight rod of wood going upwards, where he has his arms and legs...
pinned up.
Fused into different parts of the wood, kind of as close as you could kind of bend a human being into being like a figure eight pattern.
Ow.
Yeah. Is the twisted father.
Damn. If there's a twisted aunt, that'd be his twisted sister.
Oh, yeah.
We're not gonna take it.
And that's what the guy said, and he became the twisted father.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why it's the not of the three words. the last words he said.
He was like, sinning. We're not going to take it.
The story in-game of the formation, I guess, of the twisted father and the not of the three words is told to you in-game by a man named Deo Gracias, who in-game is much taller than the player character, kind of a heavier fella carrying a large scroll. He is wearing a large green conical hat and has like a spiral braid of rope over his face so he can't see anything.
Okay. There's a witch in The Witcher 3 that has a spiral braid of basket over her face.
So for her, I think it's like grains or wicker or something like that. But it's very similar to that. But
just visually.
Deo Gracias has, it's a rope.
I wish my Latin was better because I feel like Deo Gracias means like of grace. But
you mean old Italian?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so I once again referenced old Italian in this.
Good.
I think Deo Gracias, I didn't look this up. This is just, I just kind of wanted to, a little bit of conjecture here. I think it means thanks to God or thanks for God.
Grazie.
In either Spanish, because the game is made in Spain and a lot of these things are in Spanish, or in Latin or old Italian.
Yeah.
It would be his name.
Old Italian, when you think about it, is also old French and old Spanish, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot in common.
Okay, oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, like, I know when we did some of the Japanese, like the Godzilla episode, where I was just like, I can't pronounce any of this shit properly. I'm fairly certain we can all probably pronounce a lot of this
so
adequately, considering we do speak French, and Spanish, Italian, and French have a lot in common.
Emperor of Rome, Emperor Julius.
Kaiser.
That's actually how it was pronounced.
Caesar. Or
Kaiser.
Kaiser, yeah.
Which is funny because Fallout New Vegas, the writers made it like a joke where they recovered old history and didn't know how to properly pronounce it. But like most modern linguists agree that that's probably how it was pronounced back in ancient Rome.
Well,
was Kaiser.
Interesting. Yeah, because the...
Dude, I got
Kaiser's
my
Legion.
Buns and my salads all mixed up now.
Because Kaiser's Legion in New Vegas say Awe True to Kaiser.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the NCR and the other factions call it Caesar's Legion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
A lot of good details there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think these guys at Obsidian are onto something.
Yeah, clearly.
I think that's a talented bunch. Anyway, back to here.
Reality. Yeah. Whoopster goes gravity.
Whoopster goes gravity. Around the Father, the miracle...
Thanks to our Lord. There goes gravity. Amen.
Amen.
In Jazz's name we pray.
No, he's speaking in scat, like having one of those moments.
Wait, is scat old Italian?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Julius Caesar's famous speech.
Babari Dio Gracias.
Just like the actual scat man in a candlelit room. And a guy in fucking robes, like taking this down.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, just like chiseling so fucking fast. So around the father seemed to be okay with this, turning into this twisted tree.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle seems to, however, manifested itself as some kind of disaster around him.
Disaster?
Because in the town of Albero, a man named Terso tells the player character that the city is one of the last safe havens for people.
Okay.
So the grievous miracle itself had just... It was a bad thing outside of, I guess, being fused into a log. The Twisted Father seemed pretty okay with it, with not complaining.
And it was called
canonically.
It was called a miracle, but regarded as bad?
It is the grievous miracle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still a miracle.
Yeah. Still, well, I mean, a lot of it could be.
I would think grievous because it brought him so close to death, but...
I mean, it did kill him. The Twisted Father did die within the knot of the three words.
There you go.
The reason that it
good
grew...
Good grief.
The reason that the tree grew around the Twisted Father and was called the Knot of the Three Words is believed because his last words were, "My great guilt," not, "I want a rock."
Okay.
You want a log.
Three words, then three braided tree trunks grew around him and kind of absorbed him.
Okay.
There is a guy you meet very early in the game who's grown into a tree in Blasphemous.
Yes, there is. Okay. Yeah.
And that's not the same guy, right?
That is not the Twisted Father.
Okay.
You do
copycat.
You do go to the knot of the three words in game, but it's all tree at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The knot is also one of those big lumps that grows out of the side of a tree that I'm sure we've all seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a tree tumor, kind of, isn't it?
It's like an infection. Yeah. The wood's like a lot harder. And
you get them in wood. Like, if you get a board of SPF or whatever, but spruce pine fir.
Yeah. Well,
cheap wood.
It's a spiral.
Like little knots.
Yeah.
And like you don't saw through them typically because they're much, much harder.
Is there wood in sunscreen?
Yeah.
SPF 30?
It's spruce pine fir. That's what they put in the sunscreen.
I want to get a tan. Just rub some sawdust on me.
Yeah, that's it. It's, okay, so the sun is made out of fire, right? And what beats fire? Water.
Yeah.
Okay, but the sun can light wood on fire if it's, hot enough. Yes. Fire beats wood. But if you combine water with wood, you get sunscreen. Water and SPF.
Dude, yeah, Pokemon sunscreen. Logic. I got it.
Yeah. The entire world operates on Pokemon logic. Were it not for the fact that children could go out and have adventures, Pokemon would basically be a documentary.
There we go.
Yeah. But children are forbidden.
The knot of the three words hits us pretty hard here in Quebec. Oop.
Why?
Drop my fucking
Why
phone.
Here in
it hits
Quebec?
Us so hard it knocks Peter's phone right out of his hand.
Yeah, it just slapped it out of my own hand. Not just because French Catholics make up the majority of our people, but because every year the knot excretes a boiling gold liquid.
Sap.
Here we call it ciel d'érable, and after cooling it, we will wrap it around a wooden stick and eat it. Mm-hmm. In Custodia, they rub it on their faces, where, as you would expect, it boils their flesh off.
So sticky.
I've been having issues with dry skin on my nose. Maybe I'm putting too much ciel d'érable on it.
Yeah, maybe you're putting too much boiled sap on it.
Yeah, some of that boiling gold liquid is probably bad for your skin. You might want to cool it.
Well, I'm going to do this a couple more times. We'll see.
All right. Yeah.
So this
we'll get back to you.
This is out of the knot of three words.
The knot of the... So now not only has this tree braided itself and killed this man, it now sweats a boiling gold liquid in blood.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fucking metal.
It's... wild, eh?
You have to go get a thimble of sap for one of those tree guys.
For the tree guy, you can get it.
So he can boil it and put it on to people's faces, I guess.
Yeah, well, he dies, too, if you give it to him.
Right.
And then you can get a relic out of him. But the most holy relic to come out of this event was known as the Cradle of Affliction, which is a grail filled with gold and blood that poured out of the Twisted Father as he was transformed and entombed within the knot of the three words.
Followed by Norwegian screaming and blast beats. What's the name of that thing? Jesus. Cradle of Affliction.
Cradle of Affliction,
Cradle of Filth is an actual deathcore band.
Yeah, there we go.
But I think they're British, aren't they?
Yeah. They're not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah. I took a guess.
Yeah.
Grails are generally associated with Monty Python and the Crusades in our actual history.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
hello.
Our Holy Grail is
Last Crusade. I guess that's the Crusades.
It's the
exactly. The Holy Grail is believed to be the cup that Jesus drank from during the Last Supper, which we would have referenced in our Alien episode.
Or our Indiana Jones episode, if we ever did one.
Or I suppose we could.
I would do a pretty good Indiana Jones.
I don't know how much outside of the four movies lore there actually is. Are they doing a fifth one? I think they might be doing a fifth
God,
one.
God, I hope not. Let Harrison Ford fucking die.
I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
I have no interest in this
Poor
movie.
Poor son
but
of
I
a bitch. He hasn't looked happy in a film since the 80s.
Yeah, right? He's in, not Gone Away Home. He's in a movie that just came out.
A dog one.
Yeah, Lonely Mountain or some
I
shit.
I can't watch
Call
those
of the Wild.
Dog.
Call of the Wild.
Can't watch those dog ones. There's always a really sad moment in them and I cry.
The dog almost dies.
Oh, my God.
And then the dog usually lives.
Yeah.
Okay, except for I Am Legend. Spoilers for a 15-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Dog dies.
And spoilers for Old Yeller. Spoilers for a 60-year-old movie.
Yeah.
The dog dies.
I saw I Am Legend at theaters. And like it was like an enjoyable movie, especially
it's
for
fine.
Me as like a 14-year-old kid, you know? Yeah. I was like, yeah, I enjoy this. But there's a scene where the dog dies, and it devastated me.
Did you weep searing tears of gold?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Burned my face.
On brand.
And then, like, I remember I was like, okay, well, yeah, I had no interest in watching it because of the dog dying. And, like, years later, I was like, oh, this was a good movie. Why did I never watch this again? And I, like, threw it on. I was like, I was watching it. And then as soon as, like, the dog comes on screen, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why I didn't. I just turned it off and never watched it. So I've seen it once. I've seen it exactly one time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I vividly remember the scene.
It's a horrible scene. Even as a man with two axolotls, a cat, and a guppy, I still feel for the doggos.
I think of my dog's mortality way too often, and I wish I could give my life force to another animal. They're just so pure, you know?
Yeah. I know, they're so innocent. Well, that's why... So I went in specifically to get the most crippled axolotl at the pet shop, because I want to take care of him and his gimpy little arm. So anyway, the Cradle of Affliction would eventually become the ultimate goal of the player character in the game itself, which you may or may not reach.
So you're playing as Indiana Jones.
There are two characters, yeah. Well, depending on your ending, you're either playing as Indiana Jones or one of the Nazis.
Or one of the Nazis.
Depending on your choices.
Oh, man. I forgot he fought Nazis. Isn't that just
He fights
stupid?
Nazis all the time.
That's his whole thing. Well, awesome. Except in the fourth one, he fights the Reds.
He throws one out of a plane. He's like, boarding ticket, and then throws him through the window of a plane. Like...
Well, there's also the guy who gets like whipped into a prop.
Yeah.
And then he's like on the back of that tank. He's like, Nazis, I hate these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
I hate these guys.
And like pins one guy to a track and he gets sucked into a tank tread.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones 2020 for president. Nazis, I hate these guys. Yeah.
That's a slogan I'd get behind.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's one the world needs right
now. That's a pretty good one. Yeah, well, where it's like a man you can trust. I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's kind of generic. Hey. Nazis, I hate these guys.
Well, that really resonates with me.
That's a tagline.
I'm getting into this. I like Wolfenstein. A lot, actually. So here in real life, Big Dumb Losers and me might carry a crucifix on their person.
Mm-hmm.
In Custodia, the Twisted Father is wrapped around the handle of the Sword of Guilt called the Mea Culpa, which is Latin.
Yeah.
The thorns on the handle dig into the hands of the wielder as they slay their enemies, reminding them of their guilt. It is purposefully made to be uncomfortable and not ergonomic.
Yeah. I'm really much more of the comfort kind
Mea
of
culpa.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm sorry? I think that means I'm sorry.
Oof, I don't know. Yeah. It's what you say when you flagellate yourself.
It means I'm a culpa.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
Me a culpa.
I'm full. Mario just like kneeling in his underpants, whipping the shit out of himself.
Is Mario actually the penitent in this
Mario game? Jumps a lot, but the inside of his shoe is completely spined.
Filled with thorns. Yeah. To remind him of his guilt.
Wahoo!
That might be some good artwork. It's on brand. So the cradle now lies next to what is known as the Turned Throne, which was once occupied by His Holiness Escribar. I could not find a real saint or significant Catholic figure named Escribar.
It's Pablo.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pablo,
that's Escobar.
Yeah. Escrobar?
Yeah. S. Crowbar.
Escro account. In-game, you will kill his reborn form, and he changes from a normal-sized man into the last Son of the Miracle, who is hundreds of feet tall.
Okay.
And I will get into more of that later on.
Did he fuck when he was a tree?
No, so Escribar actually is not the Twisted Father.
But he's a son of the Miracle, he said.
I mean, Jesus was a miracle too, though.
There's a lot of miracles.
All children are miracles.
Yeah, okay, fair. All children are miracles. All children should be 100 feet tall.
Yeah.
I love
that's my presidential tagline.
I loved Jamie's single guy laugh here where I said all children are miracles. Might as well just be fucking sterile.
I was going to ask if the Grievous Miracle was a tall guy, but you said it's not his son, so. Never mind.
No, the last Son of the Miracle is something different. Like I said, we're going to get into the lore of the bosses as well, so bear with me here. I'm setting up little Catholic dominoes before knocking them down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Knocking them down.
And then lying about whether or not I knocked them down or whatever.
It was the God. God did it. I set up a bunch of dominoes in front of this fan and they just fell over by themselves.
Yeah. The miracle of gravity.
What a miracle. Sometime after the miracle, a church called the Mother of Mothers was built. Escobar lived inside it and began to feel powerless compared to the miracle and the Twisted Father. He turned his throne away from his congregation, which is just the group of people who go to church for the uninformed. The congregation, if you go to church, you are part of the congregation. Unless you're, you know, a nun or the priest.
Yeah.
Basically.
Congregate is also a Flash game website that has a lot of good games you can play.
It's spelled with a K.
That's with a K. Yeah, thank you. Exactly.
And that's where we all go to pray to the the god of Flash games?
Macromedia.
Lore Safarian.
Yeah, exactly. The Flash is dying soon, though, Ethan said at one point.
Isn't it already dead?
I think it died a while ago. Yeah. Well,
do an episode about fucking Flash, dude.
Let's go.
Jamie's like, I gotta go.
Yoinks.
Runs out of the room.
Unrelated. I need to leave.
I'm actually genuinely curious, because I have a lot of achievement points on that website, and I hope it's not all for naught.
Why don't you do a Macromedia Flash episode at some point? There's a lot of games that were made on it.
I think when we say it's dead, I think it's just it doesn't get support. It doesn't get updates anymore.
No.
Okay,
so, like, if your computer updates to a point where Flash breaks, then all Flash is broken forever.
Yeah, then rip Flash. Yeah.
Hollow Knight even has a Flash game that was its precursor to the actual game.
Hungry Knight.
Yeah.
Check out our Hollow Knight episode to find out more about that.
Yep.
Instead of being sad and fighting some sort of orange play, you could eat apples.
It's so cute. You remember.
At theloreboys.com.
Yeah.
Feel free to leave a review while you're there.
Please do.
Although I don't think we have any kind of... Well, we have links. Yeah. Anyway, you'll find it.
Figure it out. Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're savvy. You're smart.
You got hands. You can type it.
If you can't figure it out, pray. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe
leave us a good review with the Lord.
Dear Lord, I want to give all of the Lore Boys 5 stars.
Oh, fuck, man. If that ends up being... If I die and that ends up being more valuable than 5 stars on iTunes, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah. Can you imagine we get to heaven and nobody else got in because they didn't get any reviews in prayers? We're the only ones that go to heaven?
We just do this forever now?
It's just Steve Jobs up there, and he had the algorithm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'd have like 13 million episodes of the Lore Boys one day, for the rest of eternity. We'd have to start doing lore about individual people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like on Earth.
Yeah, just people who are in hell now, because nobody gets into heaven.
Yeah.
Nobody gets to listen to the show, because there's no Lore Boys in hell.
Yeah.
No, of course not. That would make it too good.
This would be a punishment?
Yeah.
Not for
the
anyone.
Lore of Joe the Auto Technician.
He worked on cars.
And was crushed by cars.
He drowned cats as a kid.
Every day.
Jesus.
I wasn't going there. But
maybe though. This is my lore. I came up with Joe the car mechanic.
Yeah, that's our next. That's our next episode. Joe the car mechanic. Anyway,
We're gonna have a guest on, and she thinks we're gonna be talking about something. It's anger. She thinks we're gonna be talking about something.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're gonna be talking about Joe the car mechanic instead.
I think we all know what Joe sounds like too, right? He's like from New Jersey, and he. That's how I.
Everybody we talk about is from New Jersey. I've never been to New Jersey.
Just the nexus of the universe. I've been through it.
I haven't.
Actually, no. When I went to New York as a child, we stayed in Jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway. Get the fuck out of here.
It's pretty Brooklyn, but...
Yeah, I know. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's almost racist.
Hey, I'm walking in!
That's almost racist.
In Jersey City!
Jerseyites.
Joits?
Joysies?
Joysyites?
I don't know. Tweet at us. What are people from New Jersey called?
Tweet at us.
Other than loud and annoying.
Yeah.
we have fan mail from someone from Jersey.
just roasting them.
Tweet at us in the accent of someone from Jersey. Please.
Phonetically, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
Escobar, feeling powerless compared to the miracle and the father, turned his throne away from the congregation because the main rule of religion is if you can't see it, then it's not there.
Yeah?
You guys suck, okay? This old church sucks. I'm going to sit over here.
I'm weaker than God. I don't like this anymore. This age was simply known as the Age of the Turned Throne. Escobar was turned away for so long that eventually he grew branches and his skin turned to bark. And his blood turned into tasty, tasty sap, which Our Lady of Jemima would eventually come to harvest.
Shut up. Yeah.
Oh, Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima is corn. Thank you very much. Corn syrup.
Yeah, Jemima is actually the second-to-last breakfast boss of the game.
Okay, yeah.
That's why.
You fight the bottle.
You do end up fighting a maple syrup monster at the end.
Yeah, you do double damage if you hit the red cap.
Yeah, well, that's the weak point. Yeah. Exactly. It's hard because you need to unlock double jump prior to that. Exactly. That's an optional room.
So maple syrup, we farm with like all those little taps and those wires that usually
hoses.
Well, it's like wires, but instead for electricity, it's for liquid.
Hollow wires. Wires with a hole in the middle.
So for corn syrup, do you do the same thing to all those little corns?
Yeah, you got a whole field of corn with one hose.
A tiny spout in each kernel. Tiny like thimbles hanging off of every kernel.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
You gotta tap them. Some people, like the hobby farmers, they have little buckets underneath all the corn.
They can't afford all the wires. They gotta walk.
It's way too much of an operation.
I can only afford 6 stalks of corn. It's enough to get my family through the winter.
Starter kits comes with like 100 tiny little buckets. That you just for one cob that you can grow in the window.
They're thimbles of sap, and you have to collect thimbles of sap in the game, right?
There you go.
You do, yeah. Eventually, Escrobar became a massive tree that was taller than the cathedral itself. Conveniently, it's unknown how the tree caught fire, but boy howdy did it ever.
Okay.
This
is Escrobar the tree.
This is Escrobar, exactly. This part is written by the bishops who were working and alive at the time.
Like, oh no, it was a miracle.
Oops.
The whiny guy got killed. Oh no.
Yeah, the whiny guy who turned into a kilometer tall tree.
Yeah.
Oh no, he caught fire.
Whiny is a good thing in Catholicism, isn't it, though? Isn't that the blood of Christ?
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, so much of my body, this guy. It burned for 90 days. Despite heavy storms, the fires never stopped. The tree that was Escrobar was so large that it buried the cathedral, the mother of mothers, in a mountain of ash, and at the top, all that remained was the turned throne and the cradle of affliction.
Okay.
Priests and pilgrims all tried to reach the throne and the cradle, but all of them were swallowed by the mountain of ash.
Okay. And this is where the tree once stood.
This is the tree that was Escrobar that was conveniently set alight. Who knows how? Certainly not by disillusioned bishops.
But the cradle of attrition was at the top of that tree?
The cradle of affliction is next to the turned throne. As the tree burned away and turned into the mountain of ash, at the top of the mountain, the only thing that is still there is the turned throne, and next to it, the cradle of affliction.
And you had said the cradle of affliction was a result of the first tree.
It is a grail filled with the liquid that poured out of the knot of the three
and it
words.
Fell out of the man.
Exactly.
So was it moved after that?
Nope. Still there.
So this is all... I guess I'm wondering scale here, because I haven't played the game at all.
Right.
Is the tree, the grievous miracle, like, big?
No.
It's big tree? Because I've been picturing, like a world tree from fantasy where, like, you... Right. Like,
so the knot
church
of the,
is built on top of it and stuff.
The knot of the three words itself you do see in-game.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the size of a telephone pole.
Okay.
It's just, like, a twisted... It's three braided tree trunks, sweating, boiling gold liquid.
Okay.
And it's probably 18, 20 feet tall.
Okay.
That's it. The tree that Escrobar became was larger than the cathedral that he lived in, and when it caught fire, buried the entire cathedral except his throne and the grail itself in ash.
Why does he get to be such a big tree?
Well, he's a bad dude. Maybe the miracle...
Bad dudes make big trees?
Maybe the miracle...
Put that on a shirt.
I was gonna say that! Bad dudes make big trees!
That is a fucking episode title. Bad dudes make big trees. Jesus.
Whatever happened to Bad Dudes Podcast? We used to be a sister podcast with them.
They died in utero.
I think they ran out of time. They both have kids.
Yeah, they have kids and lives and jobs and wives.
I miss them.
They're both married and both have children. That's true.
Yeah. I miss them, but it kind of also makes me feel cool that we're still going for so long.
I hope they're still listening.
I hope they are too. Jer.
I'm fairly certain he is.
Love you, Jer.
Love you, Jeremy.
Love you, Jeremy.
I still talk to him as often as I can.
Good.
Check in on Texas every couple of weeks, you know?
There's two rules. Don't mess with Texas. Check in on Texas.
Yeah. make sure Texas is okay. Yeah.
If you want to be a streamer.
Check in. That's another good t-shirt. Check in on Texas.
I mean, seriously,
Dudes make big trees, man.
Bad dudes make big trees.
Yeah. It was a question, okay?
Yeah. Bad dudes make big trees, apparently. Is the truth. His Holiness Escrobar was consumed by the biggest tree. And then set a light.
Dude, we can start a landscaping company. Get some sunglasses, those shirts. Show up at people's house.
Yeah. Bad dudes, we make big trees.
TM, 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 TM. Just nobody fucking OC, do not steal.
Yeah, because we don't steal our idea for a landscaping company that we're surely going to start up sometime soon.
Well, look, we took the plunge. We did our podcast. Yeah. Landscaping's...
Maybe the next big thing.
Podcast gateway.
Remember podcasts in 2010? Like, when it was just, like, the cusp? Landscaping is going to have its boom in 2020, baby. It's really going to take off.
Yeah.
God willing.
Amen. Yep. In Jazz's name we pray.
In Jazz's name we scat. Now, while you had... priests and pilgrims tried to reach the throne in the cradle, but they were all swallowed by the mountain of ash.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know if I said that earlier, but it bears repeating just in case, since we're a little hot today.
Yeah.
Hot on the mics.
It's so beautiful outside today, by the way. It's like one of the first nice days.
It's like 3-4 degrees. It's
not that nice.
Well, okay, Ethan came back from Nicaragua.
It's like
the rest
it's
of
like
us.
35 for our American listeners.
Yeah, the rest of us have been in the Canadian winter tundra for this long, and it's sunny, and you can go outside with your coat.
Yeah, for the record, it's 3:30, and the sun is still up, and that's a big fucking deal right now.
Honestly, I went out, and I thought it was a nice day, too, and I just got back from 30-degree weather.
So nice.
30-degree paradise.
Yep.
So.
Yep, beautiful day.
Anyway,
these pilgrims, these priests...
There was a mountain of ash.
Sink into the ash. Mm-hmm. While you would figure that sinking into a mountain of ash would kill you, you would be wrong in some capacity. Well, what is next is not necessarily life. It is life in some capacity.
Okay.
Everyone who was consumed by the mountain...
Then the axolotls were created.
Yeah.
Oh, my babies! Everyone who was consumed by the mountain was reborn, either as the hordes of the miracle or the punished.
Which one would you rather be?
Hordes of the miracle.
Yeah, yeah, just like one. I just want.
Feels like a really easy answer.
I just want to be one of those guys.
Or do you want to be one of the miracle?
I want to be one of those guys who's like 15 feet tall, wearing a big cracked bell on his head, and that just charges at you.
Oh yeah, those guys are badass. You can just jump over them if you're
barely. Yeah, you have to be really, really close.
You can dodge through them too, which is.
You can dodge through them while they attack, but I found that while they're charging at you, you cannot. You will just bounce off the bell.
Okay.
Unless I just suck dick, then maybe that's
the
problem.
Yeah, I thought I had, but I might have just been taking damage. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
They only wish to carry out the will of the miracle.
In Hollow Knight, you can't dash through enemies. So.
You can eventually, once you get the shadow dash ability.
You get an upgraded one.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. And then you can also even put a badge on to damage people when you dash through them.
Ooh. Damn, dude. Damn. I don't have that badge or that ability.
You'll get it. It'll happen.
Maybe.
When you go to the Fog Canyon.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Or to get through the fog.
Yeah,
game,
which you specifically said you were avoiding.
To get through those black barriers.
Yes, exactly.
That makes sense.
Among the risen, among the hordes, was Escrobar, reborn as the last son of the miracle. Though his in-game model seems to indicate he is missing all of his skin or is horrifically burned.
So he wasn't the last son of the miracle before, but now he's the last son of the miracle.
He is now known as this after being reborn out of the mountain of ash.
Okay, I had misunderstood. I thought it, like as a boy or as a priest or whatever, he was the last son of the miracle.
No.
But now in the miracle, I guess was this mountain of ash.
Yeah, so
that makes sense, right?
The mountain of ash,
horde of the miracle, it produced this horde.
The mountain of ash technically is Escrobar since he turned into that tree that burned down and then kind of
he turned into that tree, or did a tree go around him?
And then reborned himself, sort of thing.
Reburnt himself into ash.
Happy Bornt Day.
Like a log from the ashes.
This all takes place well before, like well in the past compared to when the game actually takes place.
Okay.
And way before we get our chances to feel guilt.
Okay.
Right. Finally, we can talk about the player who we... excuse me, I don't know why I wrote it like this. We can finally talk about the player who we as them will fight to try and reach the Cradle of Affliction.
The penitent one.
The penitent
who you
one.
Play.
Exactly.
Panchani one.
Yeah.
The penitent one is an armored knight wielding the previously mentioned thorned mea culpa sword. The sword itself starts as actually just a hilt, but the blade can be forged from the heart of a guilty woman, killing her in the process.
Jesus Christ.
So, in the opening...
Yikes!
Yes. In the opening cutscene of the game, a woman is kneeling and crying. She looks like the Virgin Mary, and she has only the hilt of a sword in her hands.
How do you know what the Virgin Mary looks like?
And is just, I met her.
Oh, never mind.
I saw her.
I follow
on
Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I follow that door on Instagram.
Yeah. She appeared to me in the static of my television set.
There's a woman kneeling and crying, and she has just the hilt of a sword, and she's kind of like pushing it up against her chest, and eventually it forms a blade and impales her. She then turns to stone. the penitent one
pulls this
awakens
sword out of the stone
and pulls a sword.
He's
out
King
of
Arthur.
Her stone
damn,
body,
dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
In the opening cutscene, doesn't he also like fill his own helmet with blood and then put it onto his head?
Yeah. Not in the first cutscene, but we will get to that.
I've seen that
yeah.
clip.
Yeah,
it was in like the demo when they first
yeah
the first trailer or whatever.
The penitent one's armor is made of silver and has a traditional red Catholic cincture around the waist. And he also carries a string of rosary beads. So the rosary beads are like your perks, basically. It's passives.
It's like okay. your badges. It's
yeah,
like your whatever,
exactly.
Yeah,
yeah it's mods, basically. You mod your Catholic with
yeah.
rosary beads.
Do you want to run faster yeah. or do you want to hit harder?
Yeah.
You've only your rosary bead string is only so long.
Exactly.
So
I might be Catholic if I could carry a string of beads that gave me superpowers, to be honest.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Some people believe it does.
Well, I guess
I would
yeah.
say
yeah. yeah, I guess
good point. I would say they were wrong.
Honestly, good point, Peter.
Yeah. who am I? Who am I to say? I'm just some geek on the internet.
You've met the Virgin Mary. Kind of a big deal.
Oh, right. Excuse me. She follows us on Instagram, at Loreboys Podcast.
At Loreboys Podcast.
She's yeah. sometimes the first to like.
She's got me blocked on Twitter. Not the podcast, but my personal
just,
Twitter.
Just Ethan. Yeah. His helmet is a silver capriote with a spiral ooh. Of thorns going up towards the point to make it look like a drill bit. A capriote is a conical hood, like a cone, and is part of the uniform of some brotherhoods, including the Nazarenos and the Fariesos, during Easter observances or during Holy Week in Spain
mm-hmm.
and in San Luis Potosi in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Week 2020 will be from April 5th to 12th.
Capriote makes me hungry.
This might make you
sounds like a really nice fish dish.
Yeah, I could eat a capriote.
This might make you guys a little less hungry. Most of us would recognize the capriote as the hood worn by the KKK.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah.
The clan seems to have adopted the capriote after the formation of the second clan in 1915.
So, I obviously don't respect anything the KKK does. Their names for their officers, though?
Pretty cool.
Kind of cool.
Grand
pretty
Wizard.
Wild.
yeah.
Great Dragon.
Yeah.
If we had a patron that would pay us $1 million, I would do the lore of the clan.
Don't they have like the nine furies and
think,
stuff like that?
I think I'd be fine. I'd be fine doing the lore of the clan. I know there's I'm pretty sure there's a couple dollops that have Dollop being another podcast that does like actual real life American history.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've tackled clan members at some point, like interesting clan members. I think it's a funny thing. I wouldn't be averse to doing something like that. Because that's something like We make fun of the Catholic Church, and we have to apologize for it. I wouldn't apologize for making fun of the Ku Klux Klan,
fuck
you know what
no.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah. A bunch of clowns.
Obviously
like,
not, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anyway, the clan where Capriote is currently.
If we had a Patreon member who paid us $1 million a month, I would join the Ku Klux Klan. That's really what they wanted.
Oh my god, dude.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. $1 million. $12 million a year? Come on. I mean, come on. I'm not made of stone.
Yeah.
Come on.
Those guys probably make pretty big trees too, right?
Yeah, bad guys make big trees.
Bad guys make real big trees. Yeah. Yeah.
And they set them on fire in people's lawns.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh my god. I would not.
Jazzes. Thank you very
Jazzes.
Much.
Jazzes. Yeah.
Oh, we veered here. We veered.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
In lighter news, I never thought we would organically actually reconnect with Francesco Di Goya on
okay.
air.
Who is that again?
The title card for one of our Overwatch
Saturn devouring his son
is called Torbjorn devouring his Omnix, which right. references one of Goya's black paintings, Saturn devouring his son.
Which it was his paintings. He never named them.
They are untitled.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah,
but,
officially.
We must have talked about this. We talked about a lot about Goya on this podcast.
Yeah, we have.
Randomly enough, but
yeah. we have a title card.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a fun little thing that somebody saw that picture and was like, "No, that must be
Saturn,
the mythical Saturn." Devouring Kronos.
Yeah, I'd say so.
For sure.
Yeah, seems right.
For sure.
Yeah. Can't ask Goya because he went crazy and killed himself.
Exactly.
Or something.
Something.
Yeah. Most artists
definitely went crazy.
Of the time, did.
He painted all the walls at his house black and drew some really, or painted some really fucked up shit all over it.
Oh, yeah, he sure did. Anyway, the character design for the Penitent One is inspired by an earlier Goya piece, pre-crazy, called A Procession of Flagellants from between 1812 and 1819. This is a crowd of people and three men wearing the pointed hoods, whipping themselves and dragging a statue behind them.
Okay.
And that is the procession of the flagellants.
Honestly, now that you mention Goya, it makes a lot of sense. Like, because the artwork in Blasphemous is so, like that period
yeah.
Of art and like thinking of the black paintings, like just the style of it, like so much blood and so much darkness, like yeah. that really is the blasphemous theme.
Yeah, it's beautiful, by the way. Like it is kind of gory, but it's 8-bit art that is done very, very well. A lot of the enemies have like kill animations that you can get.
Which are, them. In some cases, like 3 to 5 seconds long of you just like grabbing an enemy and stomping on their head multiple times until it explodes.
There's one, like, they have a guy has a shield and he like pops out from behind the shield and hits you every once in a while.
Yeah.
And you can parry the blow and then basically just like step 1 foot onto his shield and crush him, and then the blood just like gushes out from underneath it. It's brutal.
The flagellants, there are flagellants as an enemy in game, which are these dudes with these red hoods who run up to you and try and whip you with these two tiny whips. The kill animation for them is just, like, grabbing them by the top of their head and hacking their head off of their body. But it takes, like, 5 hits. And then you just, like, the body drops down, you throws the head on the ground, he just, like, stomps on it and explodes.
God damn, dude.
It's unbelievable.
Whips is a really funny dual-wield weapon in my mind. I don't know why.
Just a whip,
like, running around like, whip-cha,
I'm gonna whip you.
Two Cat-O-Nine-Tails.
Ooh, does that sting? I bet it does. Ho-ho, I'm the whipper.
The Penitent One is a member of the Brotherhood of Silent Sorrow, which is a group of men who have taken a vow of silence as a reflection on the silence of God.
Okay, well, a little on the nose there, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. The Brotherhood.
But God speaks in many ways.
Yeah, exactly. Not good enough for these guys, apparently.
Yeah, clearly.
Time to stomp on some shields and crush people underneath
them. Yeah. It's what God would want.
Yeah.
He hasn't told me he's been silent for a long time, but it's what God would want.
I haven't said much recently, and neither is he, so I'm just going to start. I'm going to start stomping some fools.
Yeah.
I think.
Sounds fair.
The Brotherhood seems to have fallen out of favor with Escribar at some point. This is post rising from his own ashes.
Okay, yeah.
So this is crazy.
This is child, last son of the miracle.
Yeah, last son of the miracle, crazy burnt-faced Escribar.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of the Brotherhood have been killed, except the player character. And while leaving the ruins of the of their fortress, you must kill the Warden of Silent Sorrow, who is a huge man wearing an iron mask. After the fight, the Penitent One takes off his helmet, that's his capriote, fills it with the blood of the Warden, and then puts it back onto his head.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's one way.
Hell yeah, brother!
This does nothing. It seems to be some sort of weird ritual that is unexplained, because you don't do it to any of the other bosses.
Did you check if there's any like Catholic reference there?
No. Nope. Bathing in the blood of your enemies, not big with priests.
Sounds distinctly un-Catholic.
Yeah, it seems a little,
at the same time,
a little pagan.
When you look at the Crusades, pretty un-Catholic.
Yeah, you have a pointy hat and like you're traveling a lot, it tends to kind of flop over. Mm. So if you coat
you need the
blood
inside to hold it up.
Blood,
oh,
it'll harden.
It's starch.
Yeah,
it's all the starch in your blood.
It's all the starch in your blood. Yeah, it's from all those tiny breads.
Yeah, from all those tiny corn thimbles that you're eating.
Of course.
Yeah. All the corn liquor that you drink in church.
Is there corn liquor? Is that a thing?
I'm sure.
Yeah, there is corn liquor.
What is it called?
Mm-hmm. Corn liquor?
Is it just me or am I corned up?
After the fight, the Penitent One fills his helmet with blood and the Warden... Sorry, excuse me. Then the Penitent One runs into Deo Gracias, who we mentioned earlier. He's the guy who kind of just like gives you, he gives you lore within the game. He's like our, he's our employee within Blasphemous.
He's our like little narrator.
Yeah. People compare him to Tingle a lot from Wind Waker, because he does look like...
From Wind Waker and Majora's Mask, and he's been in a couple of
He looks
games.
A lot like if Tingle,
he's from Zelda,
had been painted by Francesco de Goya, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I should have said Kurakorn. That's
corn liquor.
That's corn liquor. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
After drinking it, finding a way around is just a maze.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. It turns your tongue yellow instead of.
That was very good.
No, it wasn't.
It was so good. I decided not to laugh, but instead.
I was just impressed. That was a powerful dad pun. That was good.
I like it, Peter. I used to get booze, now I get compliments.
We're talking about booze. So.
I appreciate that.
Oh yeah.
Hey. The pun loop's getting too crazy now.
Oh my god, yeah.
At some point, we're just all just going to collapse into the center of the room, and just, like, my entire building is just going to get pulled into the earth.
Yeah.
We'll all be laying on the floor. You might as well call us Matt.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Boo! Booze! Booze!
Boo!
Yeah. Boo-erns. Kick me out into a pile of leaves and call me Russell.
Deo Gracias tells the penitent one to complete his pilgrimage, he must suffer the three humiliations.
Yes.
This involves killing five people within the Mother of Mothers.
Which is the big church.
Which is the big church, exactly. One is called Ten Piedad, or Piedad. Which,
oh, he's a boss.
Which translates to have mercy. Yep, exactly. He's one of the bosses. Probably one of the first you will fight. To my knowledge, you can fight them in a different order, the first three.
Yeah, I've found two of them. I can't find the third one right now, and that's where I'm at.
Who did you fight?
Oh, man, it's been a little while. Okay. It's been a month and a half. As you say them all now.
Yeah.
I fought Daddy Jesus. I fought Mommy God. And
yeah.
So Ten Piedad was once a normal human haunted by visions of the miracle. And one day, all of the night terrors finally caught up with him, and he passed out in the arms of a statue. When he woke up, he found that he had been transformed into a huge monster of constant anger and pain, like a hangover.
Okay, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah.
Too much corn liquor.
Too much corn liquor.
Way too much corn liquor.
He's lost in that maze.
Yeah. When you encounter him, the monster is asleep in the arms of the statue and is a direct reference to the Pietà by Michelangelo, which is a statue of Jesus Christ dead in the arms of his mother.
Okay.
Yeah. The Ten Piedad wakes up when you enter the room, tears the head off the statue, and smashes it into the ground.
He's like, oh shit, I'm Jesus, I'm so mad. Ah!
Yeah, because dab, 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 we edgy now.
Okay,
so
yeah.
He tears the head off the Virgin Mary statue.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a very edgy game.
Oh, yeah.
For as pretty as it is, it's very critical of Catholicism, let's say.
It's like, if the edgy atheist you knew in high school was also phenomenally talented.
Yeah.
And managed to put all his thoughts together for like 1 second. Just to get a design doc out.
You probably nailed the head developer, like, with that one. Like,
yeah. That's probably what that is.
Number one with a bullet right there.
Yeah. While asleep, however, this is Ten Piedad, the man trapped inside the monster wakes up in the monster's dreams.
So when he sleeps, he's awake. And when he's awake, he sleeps.
He's probably like cast as the teacher when Ten Piedad shows up for a test without pants on.
Okay,
sort of thing.
It's Freddy Krueger.
Oh, there you go. No wonder the guy's mad all the time. He's just got like an annoying, whiny Freddy Krueger who can't kill him but really bothers him every time he tries to sleep.
We also need to kill Our Lady of the Charred Visage. She is said to be a once gorgeous woman who poured burning oil all over her face.
The burning sap. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, half her face is completely burned in-game, and the other half is still covered in the golden fluid.
Okay.
And she has a big chunk of exposed brain, which is her weak point.
I've killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. The Our Lady of the Charred Visage is a great fight.
Yeah.
In response to people continuously worshipping her as a symbol of divinity, she burned herself with the holy oil. She was then canonized as a saint, so dress for the job you want.
Yeah.
Huh. Burn your face off.
Yeah. What the fuck? Dress for the job you want.
Just do it. Just burn your face off, dude.
Oh my God.
Many Catholic women in actual history who have become saints were burned or decapitated throughout their careers, basically.
Okay.
We're gonna kill her anyways. We might as well get a sword made at the same time, so we don't have to kill another lady.
Yeah,
later.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that real life Catholics would have sainted any women, but I guess was Mother Teresa sainted? Maybe.
She's kind of modern, though. I'm talking about in the before times.
Yeah, I was thinking like they wouldn't have ever sainted a woman, but now you're saying like there are real like women saints, and it's just something that I never considered. So
when I was doing my research for this one for the comparison, I found like a top 20 list of like canonized women who had been executed.
Top 20 hottest female saints.
Yeah, like, basically, yeah.
We got Mary 10. Jugs Magdalene over here.
Barry Bugs, Barry Bugs Babylon. Bump and be burst. Then boiling pot boil on boar base.
Pretty good. So below a huge buried bell called Jondo or Yondo. It's never spoken out loud, but it starts with a J.
Hondo.
Yeah. Hondo, maybe. Yondo. Exactly. Or Hondu.
Juan Valdez.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Who's that?
Juando.
Mixed coffee.
What? Really?
It's like a coffee company mascot. It's a stereotype of like Central America. Anyway.
But I guess
we don't have to linger on it.
It probably is Hondo. You need to fight the Tres Angustias, or the Three Sorrows in English.
Yes.
These are three women wearing black capriotes and black dresses. Some parts of the game suggest that these three are ghosts representing the three women who were all sisters, who were then fused together into Altas Gracias.
Okay.
Altas Gracias is a gigantic woman who hatches from the egg of deformity.
Women come from eggs.
The height of sorrow.
A huge egg made entirely of knotted black hair. It hatches when three gifts are donated to it: the black grieving veil, torn bridal ribbon, and the melted gold coins.
Okay.
The fusion is only about 80% complete, though, as the faces of the three women can still be seen on the head, and they share parts of their mouths with each other. So they're all kind of stretched across one skull.
You only need one toothbrush.
Yeah. Well, like a toothbrush and a half, really. depending on the gums of each face, right? You might need. She only has two arms. It's basically like she was fused during like a nice fall afternoon where she's only zipped up to like the collar.
Okay, yeah.
She's comfortable. Everything looks pretty much fine otherwise, except for the faces, which are all stretched across one skull.
Okay.
One face looks like it is in constant horrible screaming pain. One looks brain dead, and one looks more or less all right, which is presumably the one that you speak to when you speak to Altas Gracias.
Which one do you guys want to be?
Brain dead.
Oh, I wanted brain dead.
Dibs on brain
God
dead.
Damn it. I'll take the one that's fine. You get screaming agony.
Horrible pain again.
We're getting towards the end of the boss lore here, and I'm not going to cover all of them because I don't want spoilers.
Peter, this is some pretty boss lore.
It's pretty fucking boss, eh? Because there's a DLC coming out that may contain more characters, and I don't want to risk spoilers, one, for something that I haven't played because it's not out, and for listeners out there as well. So after killing the three humiliations, we can move on to some other bosses. There is Exposito, Scion of Abjuration. Who is a massive baby boy held up in the arms of a wicker statue that represents his mother, who was burned at the stake. You don't actually fight the baby, but there's like this weird wooden serpent thing with a man's face stretched over it.
Okay.
That you fight. It has a stinger as well, and it spits acid.
Okay.
Exposito can kill you. He is the only boss in the game with a one-hit kill move. But you do not attack the baby directly, despite the fact he's like 40 feet tall.
Exposito, the baby can kill you.
Yes.
But you don't fight the baby.
Correct.
You imagine fight those some diapers. Kind of say, weird... Catherine.
You fight some weird snake thing with a human face on it.
Okay.
You know, just totally normal, horrible things.
Yeah, the snake. And there's snakes. There's snakes in the Bible. The Garden of Eden.
Yep.
Had a snake. Noah's Ark. Probably had two snakes.
I should hope so.
Yeah. No, all snakes
That'd
are
be
boys.
Responsible.
All snakes are boys. You're right. Yeah.
Lizards are girls.
They had none of that on the Noah's Ark. Let me tell you, none of that funny business. Thank you very much.
How do snakes fuck? Yeah.
So
okay, pause the podcast. We gotta Google this.
I actually know.
Get a herpetologist on the line here.
I actually know.
Peter knows a lot about reptiles, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Snakes have fairly short tails. Surprisingly, the separation between the tail and the body of the animal,
vulva,
is the butthole. And they wrap their tails together and mush their cloacas together, and the male ejaculates directly into the female, and then she gets impregnated and lays a clutch of horrid snake eggs.
Baby, want to mush cloacas?
Hey, baby, want to rub your cloaca up against my cloaca?
What would a snake Tinder profile even look like?
I'm a girl, even though my cloaca looks the same as yours.
Yeah,
probably.
A lot of sliding into DMs, for sure.
Slithering
into DMs.
Yeah.
Would they be able to swipe because they're cold-blooded? Do you think a snake could use a touchscreen?
Oh my god, let's get one.
I have enough weird shit in my room already. Yeah.
Let's get a snake and a touchscreen here. Okay.
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. Exposito, the baby. Wears a crown of thorns and is blindfolded due to him constantly weeping blood, which he apparently started doing upon watching his mother
be burned
alive.
At the stake. I gotcha. Weird wicker snake man, I assume.
Yeah. Exposito is a term for orphaned children without known parents in Spain.
Okay.
So you could have an orphan whose parents died, if you know who they are.
And that's an orphan.
An anonymous orphan is an Exposito.
Hey, kid, where are your parents? I don't know. I'm an Exposito.
Basically.
That was, that was a Jersey accent.
Exposito.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exposito is a term for an anonymous orphan in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Finally, I want to talk about Melquiades, the exhumed archbishop.
Okay.
This is the last boss we're going to cover here. He appears as a huge skeleton being held up and carried by the arms of at least seven men. He's reclining. Visually, he is based on the catacomb saints, because there's 14 arms holding him up.
Seven armed men. But yeah.
Arms of seven men.
So there's just three men on one side and four men on another side?
They're all underneath him.
Oh, yeah. They all hold it like straight up.
He's reclining.
I was thinking like a palanquin or something.
No, The reason for this is he is based on the catacomb saints, which were bodies exhumed from the catacombs of Rome and dressed up all fancy with golden jewels. And much like in the game, the catacomb saints are often set up in reclining comfy positions for
Could
some fucking reason.
Could you imagine digging up an old body and putting a bunch of gold on it and like walking it
and
around?
And then making it look physically comfortable as
That's
well. Like, what the fuck is the point?
Craziness. I often wonder what...
You're dead, but doesn't mean it can't be fabulous.
Yeah. And comfortable. Yeah. Right? Because they're often set up in reclining positions.
You look so stiff, honey. Come on, let's go. Let's get you up.
I saw one that someone had dressed up wildly fancy and kind of put in this little amphitheater shaped thing, and it's like lying down with one hand on its cheek and like lying in the opposite direction, like it wants to talk on a corded phone about boys. it just looks like, hey, but it's like.
One foot up in the air, bent at the knee.
Yeah, the fucking thing was set up in like the year 400, but it literally looks like it's an 80s girl who wants to gossip about boys.
Something's never changed.
Exactly.
I will say,
humans are very predictable.
In Madagascar, they do, there's a ceremony, I'm not going to remember what it's called now, but they do a ceremony where people will dig up the recently dead, like 2-3 years old.
They're, and they sing, I like to move it, move it.
Yeah. they dig up their like relatives that have passed recently. And they have like a big party and they all dance with them. And they're like wrapped bodies. They're not in like,
oh, they're like
coffins
mummies?
Or caskets. They're not like mummies, but it's like more like a cocoon.
Okay.
I guess. But you can see pictures of like people like gathered into tight spaces and just like a bunch of these like corpses wrapped up on everybody's shoulders, and they just like dance and bump around.
So I have
and
if you, mixed
if you,
feelings.
If you have a dream,
yeah, during like, the, I was gonna say exactly that.
if you have a dream during the year that you dream of that relative telling you that they're cold, then you'll dig them up during the ceremony, and they'll be included in it or whatever.
Huh.
Oh.
So yeah, I think that our current society definitely like shies away from death a lot. Like, we don't talk about it. We don't, like, people who are sick, we tend to avoid them a lot of people, like, unless you're really, really close with them. And I think that's kind of fucked up. But at the same time, I don't know if I want to be parading corpses.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe polar opposite. Right? Let's find a middle ground.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe bring them to the party. Maybe don't, you know, dance with them. I don't fucking know. It's like baby steps.
Just, bury them with a blanket. I don't know.
They're, you know, like, what? Yeah. Put some jewels on them and put them in a comfy spot. Actually,
this is the middle ground. The Catholic Church had it all along.
Yeah, actually, the Catholics got it right the first time. We just like make them look comfy, and then make them look fancy, make them look comfy.
Yeah.
That's the two things that like all people need.
You know what?
All
I'm on
life
board.
Needs really.
Yeah,
I'm on board now.
The name Melquiades, which I guarantee I am pronouncing incorrectly.
Melquiades.
Melquiades, maybe. Melquiades.
Milk daddies.
Milk daddies.
Milk daddies is actually the name of the 32nd Pope.
Okay.
Who was in office from 311 to 314, or whatever the fuck you call...
Is it in office?
That's the thing. I don't know. He was...
in church.
CEO.
CEO of the Vatican.
Christian executive Mr. officer.
Mr. Vatican. Yeah.
Dr. Mr. the Vatican. Melquiades. He was only in office from 311 to 314 AD. Okay. And during his term, Christians were given legal status within the Roman Empire. So he's actually a big deal for Christians because Christianity was illegal. It made you lion food for a big chunk of history.
Yeah.
Wow.
And from what I know about American history is that Donald Trump is currently the 45th Pope of the United States.
Okay.
From what I understand.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. We're Canadian. We don't know everything about that. But there have been 17 popes between Melchiades and Donald Trump.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
I couldn't even get through that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, 3,000
years, give or take, 1,700 years.
1,700 years, yeah.
That sounds about right.
17 guys. Yeah. Each guy lives 1,000 years, whatever.
100, but...
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Each guy lives 1,000 years. It's like I lose my ability to do any kind of functional math.
You said 1,700?
Yeah.
And you said 17, and you're like, that must be 1,000.
Because I'm an idiot. another interesting detail about the character model of Melchiades is he crosses the first two fingers on his right hand throughout the boss fight. Today,
takes these back.
Exactly. Today, the gesture is typically symbolizes invoking luck, or that you're lying if you put those fingers behind your back. However, in the early ages of Catholicism, it was used to invoke the power of Christ and protection from evil.
It's like a cross, I guess. Eh?
It's like a really the closest thing.
Crossing
you can get.
Your fingers, yeah.
And like
making
I said earlier,
the symbol of the cross.
My fingers definitely feel more powerful whenever they're in the
cross.
Do
you feel protected from evil right now,
dude?
You could deliver a stronger poke. I will agree, yeah.
Yeah, with two pads. Oh, into,
you'd fuck someone.
All of us, you kind of like
flex your thumb. You have a bracing finger.
Yeah, you got to flex your thumb. It kind of looks like a gun.
I was going to say, it looks like a cowboy gun.
Yeah.
We're all in studio making finger guns, looking at our hands.
Don't forget to check in on Texas.
Yeah.
That would be the image on the shirt. Yeah. A finger pistol.
Yeah, but the fingers crossed for some reason. Yeah. No one would know why.
No one would know why if you bought a shirt, if Loreboy shirts existed, and God willing one day they will, no one would understand a fucking thing that you would ever see.
I think we have two great shirts on this episode.
Yeah, we
I think we should start making shirts now.
Yeah.
Because a shirt that just says two rules, don't mess with Texas, check in on Texas, and a little cross finger gun is a phenomenal shirt.
I'll work on it. I promise you, I will work on it. I resigned from my office job, saved up some money, gonna chase my dreams. I'll start making some fucking shirts.
Bad dudes make big trees. Put that on a cob of corn.
Put that on a piece of corn.
Piece of corn.
And now that we're making corn liquor,
frick.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a couple other bosses like Cursey in game, but I don't know who's gonna be important in the DLC. Like I said, so that is the end of our blasphemous episode.
That's all we're going to talk about. That's not the end of blasphemous. That's not... Peter, would you say this is the end of all religion now that we're ending our podcast?
I would say so.
We solved religion.
We got to the bottom of it, if you will. You know, yeah. There's no depths left to be plumbed.
No, I would say so. Not until religion DLC comes out. Then we'll cover the new bosses.
Religion 2.
Religion 2.
The second coming.
Fucking right. It was right there.
From center court, you were just like, Jamie. Yeah. And he was just like, got it. I was like Fisher Price baskets.
I was pulling up the emails on my phone. Yeah. Didn't even need my full attention.
Yes, as a reminder to our wonderful listeners, we are still taking suggestions for what to call the fan mail section. Currently, the front runners, the three options we have going are the lore bag, folklore, and the lore board.
Lore board sounds like I'm going to stumble.
Lore boy's lore board here.
Yeah.
Lore board, I believe,
we don't need to talk about this on here.
By Darnell on Discord, which you can join.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hit up our Discord.
So
Send us suggestions. Send us t-shirt suggestions. Yeah. Funny stuff that we said that we don't remember, because we won't remember the funny things that we said on this episode and said we were going to make shirts out of. We won't remember it.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's just like a picture of corn with like a confused-looking person on it. It's like just like the state of Texas, but sideways. Yeah.
Sounds like us. Yeah.
But we do have something on the lore board.
Yeah, if you do want to spend time and talk to us like one-on-one and stuff, like hop in the Discord. We chat with all the people who are in there.
Pretty much every day now.
Yeah, pretty much every day. I'm always on every day.
My phone broke the day I got to Nicaragua, so I didn't have access to Discord for 2 weeks. Yeah. But when I get a new phone, I'll be back on Discord.
It's so good now that Ethan's gone. Like, you should get it.
It's like there's a lot less racial epithets. And it's chill.
He's
chill
not
vibes,
asking anybody for $1 million. Yeah. He's just like, $1 million, I'll do it.
Lo-fi quality hip hop, chill vibes to do homework too.
I need Discord for work too, so I like obviously always have it open, and I love chatting with you guys. So. Add us up on that Discord. It is in the About section. I do have an email from one of our, who I called a super fan the last time, and I think he appreciated that. Steven from New Jersey.
Loreboyspodcast@gmail.com if you want to be as cool or possibly cooler than Steven. Unknown.
Yep. So the title is fuck yeah! And then he starts up, all caps, what up, lore boys? Exclamation, like, interrobang. Like, okay. He's really emphatic.
Emphatic, but also inquisitive.
Inquisitive, yeah, exactly. So, he says, okay, sorry. He always starts with sorry. Don't apologize, yeah, Steven. Exactly. We love to hear from you. Yeah. I'm just very happy that I'm a super fan in your eyes. Anyways, I beat Bioshock, and I'm playing Bioshock 2. But
hell
I'm
yeah, dude.
Kind of upset with 2, because after I beat 1, I was like, fuck yeah, I get to be Big Daddy and kick ass. But as I'm playing, I'm taking more damage and almost dying more as Big Daddy as than when I played Jack. James, keep doing WoW if that's what you love, man. Oh, I love to hear it.
No, our, Steven, stop.
That is all the value.
Don't encourage him. Please, you lunatic. Kill us all.
He's never played WoW and most likely never will, but he loves hearing the lore and the raids and how excited I am about them. So I guess that's what I'm selling is how...
Yeah.
The lore and how I'm excited rather than them needing to.
If you're a listener and you like World of Warcraft, join the Discord. Jamie will quit his guild and we'll start a new Lore Boys guild.
I'm an officer.
Yeah.
Actually, I have another server that I'm working on a character, so I'll do it there.
Okay, Jamie, this is not a World of Warcraft episode, okay? Can we move it along, please?
Jesus Christ, again.
Oh, he's bringing this up. Oh my God. Man, like, yeah.
All you guys, keep up the great funny work. It helps and makes my work nights go by faster. This was sent at 3:13 a.m., so I guess Steven was at work. Superman.
Yeah, but who knows what time zone New Jersey's in.
Yeah, and we just had leap forward time.
Last night.
Daylight saving time.
Daylight saving time.
I don't
oh,
know
oh, boy.
We did have the dirt day today, dirt day. Yeah.
Jamie really needed that 1 hour of sleep, apparently.
Oh, dude, I was all messed up this morning.
He wasn't asleep when it happened, so.
No, oh, yeah. I wasn't. I was awake. I watched it roll over, and I was like, I better play some Sea of Thieves, because I got to get to bed soon. Yeah,
it's no fair. It's 2 in the morning, then suddenly it's 3 in the morning. It's bullshit. Yeah,
it was 1:03.
Fuck you, Mr. Trudeau. You can't steal my hour. That's mine. I worked hard for that hour. Why the fuck does it happen on a weekend?
I know. What a bastard, eh?
Like, yeah.
Fucking liberals, am I right?
Baloney.
Okay.
What else is going on here?
Superman's dumb friend. Oh, hey. And then last time I mentioned, I was like, oh, he must have been drunk because he would like message us all caps in the middle of the night. But as we know, I think he works night shifts. And he says, so P.S. I don't drink. I'm just that kind of hyper crazy person. Kiss you face.
Aw. To be fair, we assumed he was drunk. And I think that's totally fair considering we do get emails late at night when he's at work. Or on break, I hope. You know.
A super quick email also from Carrie Reynolds at brogers12@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, this.
It looks like you misspelled the word millennia on your website.
Fuck.
I always like forget the second N. that was me. It was me.
Yeah, she's calling you out. Silly mistakes can ruin your site's credibility. I've used a tool called spellscan.com in the past to keep mistakes off my website. Carrie. Thanks, fucking Carrie.
Well, you know,
Carrie.
If the vampire choking himself while masturbating didn't ruin the quality, the credibility of our website, the typos probably will.
Or the domain pornhubcaps.com.
Oh, yeah.
didn't ruin us in the eyes of Google.
The butt naked picture of Kirby checking himself out the mirror. Yeah.
Or that crystal falling into the demon guy from Diablo's butt.
Yeah. And that picture of Peter butt-ass naked.
Oh, yeah. You got to go find it, though.
Yeah.
Go look around.
It's there somewhere.
Just go click cross-links on our webpage for like 15 minutes today. Do us a favor.
If you mash tab, you'll get that little dotted square around things you can click on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you find it. There's a white link off in one of the corners, and there's the butt-naked picture of me.
Yep.
Eating a thin crust pizza.
Yep. I didn't know that hack. Yeah. If you want us to read your messages on air, send us an email or leave us a review. We like to read them both. We like to hear them both.
Yes.
Any ones we don't share, it's because we find them a little too racy, and you guys do send some racy stuff.
A couple of nudes.
Yeah. Actually, that hasn't happened yet, so don't be afraid. Get racy.
Yeah, don't shy away. Yeah. Send James Pete Fix. He's all
Pete
about
Fix.
It.
Oh, Pete Fix.
Pete Fix.
Pete Fix Pete Fix. Come on down.
Is your name Pete? We'll get your fix, Pete. Pete Fix. So that's Pete's Fix.
I can get my fix.
So I'm 3 tall boys deep, and this has been the Lore Boys. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter.
Dude, I am so naming a character in a game Pete Fix. That is so good. That is a really good name.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I guess.
God.
All right.
You can find me. I'll just change my fucking Twitter name after this is done to Pete Fix. Yeah. If you want to check out Pete Fix on Twitter, it's at Pete O'Donohue or Loreboys Podcast or at Loreboys Podcast on Instagram, theloreboys.com. Check out our title cards. And one more shout out for posterity. Check out The Other Worlds. Tyler's a wonderful guy. He did an interview with us a couple of weeks ago.
It's a podcast. It's not to be confused with The Outer Worlds or Outer Wilds. They're both games that came out in the last year.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Other Worlds is a podcast.
But if you die during the podcast, you do have to restart the entire thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
It's a roguelike podcast.
Yeah. dump intelligence at the start of the podcast. That's what I would say.
I would. Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't need it's, where we're going, you don't need brains.
Yeah, it's a dumb stat, and you unlock the bonus, like dumb.
The dumb responses.
Yeah, the dumb responses. Yeah.
So, when you
dialogue options.
You set your intelligence to 1, you can send us emails at 3 in the morning.
Man, taking digs at our New Jersey folk.
No,
today.
We love. I love Steven.
I think he could take it. He seems to get us.
He is our number one super fan.
He does
Bay
sign off
hearts.
As Superman's dumb friend. So.
And he does give us nice kisses.
Yeah, give us 2 kisses, but there's 3 boys.
Oh,
find out
one
next
for me.
Week.
Dips.
Fuck.
I'll take the eternal pain.
Ah, yes, when we fuse together, the screaming agony will be Jamie.
All right. Get on the Discord if you want to talk to me. That's where I am most of the time. And also on the Facebook. You can find that information on loreboys.com. And that's been a Lore episode.
We have a Patreon, but honestly, who cares about the middleman? Loreboys Prime. Ethan, I understand you were in Nicaragua, mm-hmm. and you found something truly prime in Central America, on that volcano island.
I mean, there's a lot of Catholics in Nicaragua, in Central America in general.
Yeah. Though they're not naturally occurring in Nicaragua, they do seem to get along just fine there.
Yeah. They've been naturally occurring since, I don't know, Cortez, I guess. But I was down there, and they have been collecting a lot of heretic blood. So there is a limit on how much you can bring back before, duty hits you. But I did manage to get 200 liters of heretic blood back.
Whoa!
So the first 50 people to send us their clan hoods or caprioles?
Caprioli. Fuck me.
Now that I've said it, I fucked you. Now that I've said the wrong thing, I've fucked you up. So
Capriote.
You can't remember. Capriote.
It is Capriote, yeah.
Capriote. The first 50 people to send us either their clan hoods or their capriotes. We will fill them with blood so you can put them on at home. If you wouldn't mind like sticking like a nice review or a bit of money in the capriote hood, we'd really appreciate it.
We're getting literal blood money.
If you're gonna
I guess technically. Yeah.
If you're gonna give up your clan hood as well, maybe don't go get another one. Maybe think about it now that you're down a hood.
Yeah.
Try a different path as well.
Yep.
I mean, I wasn't gonna tell them that we're just not gonna send the clan hoods back, but
yeah, we're not gonna do that.
No, yeah. But do send them to us, yeah.
Yeah, we'll take care of them.
We'll do something with them.
We'll bury them. This big fucking tree will grow out of them.
a big tree.
Big fucking tree.
A big tree. And that constitutes a Loreboys Lounge.
Out.
The bosses that I'm going to talk about, you probably have fought, despite having not finished it.
I'm not worried about spoilers, because the game is just fun.
Jesus dies.
Oh.
Well, he does that in real life, too. So.
I don't know enough about
it. He dies and then he comes back.
He does come back, right? But there's 3 of them. There's the Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the God or something.
Yeah.
There's a baby.
I've
seen mangers. Okay, wait. I've seen mangers.
There's ice.
There's old
water
ice.
And mist.
There's hay. There's a donkey. Sometimes a goat. There's usually a manger itself.
Mm-hmm. Is Jesus the goat? The greatest of all time? Dab, 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 dab.
Should we lease him?
Jesus vapes and dabs.
I vaped for your sins.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like it's vape would be part of the Holy Trinity
because it's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Holy Ghost, yeah. Jeez. I'll keep this, but let's see what we sound like. This.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.